that emotion you hear. You'll see videos that I'm sure. It's Jordan Slaughter carrying the hat off. The first ovation was for Bielma walking off, and the second one is for Slaughter. God, that's great. Spoon signing autographs. A happy corner, happy crowd. Oh, God, that's so good. It's just so good. Look, honestly, I don't even know the Purdue-Indiana game. It was like 24-10, a few minutes left. So I don't even know what's happened. But yeah, you need to hear the Sydney ovation. I'm going to pause because you need to hear this Sydney ovation because he deserves every single ounce of it. So he's leaving the field right now. Just leaving the... He's sending autographs too.
Oh shit, my bad. Slow down, Nick.
As I was saying, I don't even know this. Like I'm just lost in this moment right now. Like I don't care what the. Like, I mean, yes, there's like technical things of like, okay, Iowa lost, Purdue, let's go Indiana. But even those things are on this level of, like, we had our chances. We blew it against both Purdue and Indiana. Because of that, if Purdue wins, they deserve it. They beat us. That's that. I'm not worried about that. This is great. I don't know if you could hear that. It's Reggie Love's girlfriend is the one who has the scream for him every time he gets the ball. I thought it was his mom, and I've been tweeting like it was mom. Somebody told me today it's his girlfriend. Those people yelling from the stands to get on the stand from the stands. I'm not. I don't know. I'm like emotional. Like 8-4, given where we were, like all the highs and lows and everything else, feels way better than I thought it would. Like when we were 7-1, and we were thinking like, okay, 9-3 is our worst. I don't know, I feel like I would have thought I'd be disappointed at this point, but I'm not. Like, we looked like we were going to India, and now we're not. I don't care. And I don't mean that in a sense of, like, I don't know. Like, right now, I'm just lost in this is my team. We travel. The crowd was 50-50, if not more Illini fans. We came in here and completely destroyed them. Our defense that has done this. Carmen asked me before the game, do we have any defensive scores this year? And you just kind of knew it was going to happen. And then we see all of that. We put an exclamation point on it with T-Strain getting an interception, which I believe puts us at 20 for the year, like the holy grail of interception numbers I've been trying to track forever. 20, and we still have a bowl game to go. 8 wins, I can finally put that stat to bed. I'll explain it real quick if people don't know what it is. I just made this argument, I don't know, mid-2010s, where I looked back all the way and I said, you know, since I started the blog, I haven't had a good season to cover. You know, I have, and so I drew two lines. I said, I haven't had a Sweet 16 basketball season to cover, and I haven't had a football season to cover, like a 8-win football season. I said 8 regular season wins, not 7 wins plus a bowl win. 8 regular season wins means you go to a good bowl game. I haven't had a good bowl game to cover. I haven't had a Sweet 16 to cover. And I said this a decade ago. And then we came up short against Miami and we didn't get there and we didn't put it to bed. And then we came up short and we didn't, you know, we had, you know, we had those 7-win football seasons with bowl wins in 2010 and 2011, but we didn't get there. 2014, we went 6-7 in football. You know, the last 2 years in basketball, we should have gotten there, but didn't. And here we are, finally putting it to bed. I finally had that season to cover. Oh man, they're coming out back out with the hat to take pictures. Okay, I'm gonna have to cut this short. I don't want to get 1,000 pictures here. So I'm gonna do just that. All the offensive linemen with the hat. I'm getting this picture. I'll just keep you with me if I can. I don't even know if you're still there. I'm just taking pictures. Poor kickers. KPS can't get a cameraman. Honestly, I have no idea if you're still with me. Is this still recording? Maybe. I won't tell you which players were saying which things you heard. But this is fun. Everybody's coming out to get a hat. Now the D-line photo. God, I should be... Okay, next year I'm going to have to get one of those decent cameras so this can be video. And I could just be pointing at what I'm looking at. Or maybe it's better if I describe it. I don't know. But... I don't know. I am 100% in on this season now. Like, I feel... I don't... Like, the thing I'm trying to get across is that I don't feel disappointed about the last 3 weeks like I thought I would. I thought there would be this feeling that the taste is like, oh, man. You know, we got right to there, and then we didn't. Oh, it's just so close to what could have been. And, oh, almost to Indy if we could have... And, oh, man, we let it give up a touchdown with 23 seconds to Indiana. We give up a field goal with 9 seconds left to Michigan. Looking at the whole thing, standing here, looking at the hat, looking at the defensive lineman, posing with the hat for photos, seeing that we've beaten Northwestern, what? 47-14 and 41-3 to completely change the entire outlook of this rivalry. We own the state again. You know, the ugly stain that has happened of letting them be better than us for 20 years is gone, fully gone. After you go, what, 40, 80, 89 to 17 the last two games? The Brown brothers did what the Brown brothers did. Sydney had the game after Chase getting all the accolades. This bowl game is going to be so fun. I don't care where we go. 8 wins. It feels like it feels better than I thought it would. 8-4. Illinois football feels so, so good. I mean, look at these two teams today. Look at where they stand. Look at the rosters. Look at what's happening. Look at everything. Look at these two teams. You know, where we've been to where we are and what we're looking toward in the future. This is my first time here. I've mentioned that before. I always avoided this place. I'm the guy who will scream that Northwestern is our rival when everybody says they don't matter. And here we are. You know, standing on this field, I'm literally standing on purple right under the south goalposts. Apparently the band does a thing for the seniors where they all run out the tunnel. I think that's what's happening right now. The seniors are running out the tunnel while the band lines it up. And okay, now the band is closing in on me. I might get.
Yep, right there. That's what you would see all game happening.
Okay. Northwestern band kids have had me surrounded. They're pretty fired up about winning the race to the goal line. Okay. I'll keep moving forward. On Ryan Field, Northwestern just finished 1-11. Illinois just finished 7-7. Illinois just finished 8-4. Right in front of me, Paucho and Chase Brown hugging. This is college football, man. Like, this is what makes it great. My team. Our team. 8-4. Paucho has seen every ounce of everything. He's seen 2-10. And now he's seen 8-4. It's just hard to put words around. What's that?
Will you sign it for me? I was just hanging around in case I could get your water bottle.
Does this feel a little better than 2-10?
Yeah.
No bullshit. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a double. If you didn't hear, he was like, "Hey, kid, would you like a glove?" Oh. Is he gonna give him away? He's keeping his gloves from his final game. I feel bad. He doesn't know I'm recording there. But Paucho's the best, man. God, that's great. Okay. I'm going to take one more shot of the hat, and I'm going to use it. It's just sitting in the end zone, so I'm going to take that photo. So, 8-4. Illinois football. I love my team. Go, Illini.